Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Don Jackson Blattner, the aforementioned author, registered dietitian, nutritionist. You can follow her at DJ Blattner on Instagram. DonJacksonBlattner.com is her website. And she visits with us a lot. Hi, Don. How have you been?
Well, hello, and thanks for having me. You know, I was reflecting as I was on the line here that, you know what, today is December 1st. There is only 31 days left of the year.
Yeah, how about that?
Can we believe this?
Wait.
I can't believe
this. Trust me that your reflection was more profound than that. You've got more to reflect on.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. So first I thought of that. Second, on Instagram where I play, there is so many of these like 31 day challenges to the final, you know, month of the year. And it really is an interesting time to sort of end the year on a high note, you know, not taking anything so big because we all have, you know, Christmas shopping and fun things to do, but like to pick one thing for the next 30 days that you really do. Like, I think for me, I would like to pick drinking half my body weight in water, because if I drank more water, I think my life would change dramatically for the better. It would be the thing. Or maybe somebody says, you know what, for the last 30 days, I want to eat a fruit or a vegetable at every single meal. Or for the next 30 days, I want to do 10 minutes of exercise every day. If I want to do more, great, but at least 10 minutes every day. Or, you know, how about this one I love? I'm going to eat every single thing all of December on a plate, sitting at a table. No mindless grazing or nibbling. You know, this is a very exciting possibility for us. What do you think about this?
I think I did not realize people did that. I'm not familiar with December challenges. I know people try and stop drinking after the first of the year until February, Valentine's Day or something like that. I'm stunned by the notion of drinking half my body weight. I'm going to drink 95 pounds of water between
Okay, wait, no. In ounces, I should have said half my body weight in ounces of water. So, like, that would be, like, if you did the mathematics on that already, it would be like 96 ounces a day. So this is an interesting, this is an interesting idea. I didn't know that I was going to be talking to you about this, but it seems like December 1st, this may be an idea to throw out there.
Well, maybe it is a good one, because I do think that December is maybe the most challenging food month. From Thanksgiving to New Year's, it's just one sugar cookie after another. And I like to think that you always give us ways to, as I said in the run-up to this, enjoy food, but feel good about how you enjoyed it. So what am I going to do about sugar cookies, Dawn?
Okay, well, I mean, first of all, thank you for recognizing that it's not food policing, but it's like increasing enjoyment. Because I'll tell you what, sugar cookies are delicious, but when you eat too many of them, they make you feel sick. So, you know, part of this is how do we manage it so that we can still have what we're enjoying, but we don't feel bad about it emotionally or physically. And one of the best things that you can do actually for this is to make your physical body crave sugar less. And really important to this is eating balanced meals. That people who are super hungry and are skipping meals or aren't eating enough protein and vegetables at meals, they have this need for sugar, a need for quick energy, because their body says, hey, you're not feeding me real energy at mealtime. I'm going to need to get some quick energy somewhere. So people who don't eat balanced regular meals are more likely to crave sugar and overdo it. So first tip would definitely be, even in the, you know, rush and hustle of the holiday season, to really stop and make sure that you're nourishing your body. Another tip here is don't forget that our body actually does love sweets. And fruit is one of those things that is not a replacement for sugar cookies, okay? But it is something we really should aim to get about 2 cups or pieces a day so that we naturally are treating our sweet tooth so that we still, yes, you can have sugar cookies, but you will not want them as much if you are eating these regular meals and eating your 2 pieces or 2 cups of fruit from natural sugar during the day. And then this is my tip of all tips. I mean, if I have anything to say ever, it's enjoy the cookie, but single task it. Single task. Not be walking through the kitchen, grabbing the cookie, shoving it in your mouth on your way to read the mail. Not computer work with a cookie in your hand. Not standing at the counter making dinner and have the cookie. Not watching TV on the couch, lounging and eating the cookie. Like really trying to single task and just put it on a plate or put them on a plate, drink a cup of tea, slow yourself down, enjoy the cookie. Actually taste it, enjoy the cookie by single tasking. And that actually will help you eat less but enjoy it more, which is what we're all about.
Remember, the T in party stands for taste.
Oh my gosh, you are, I guess you're going to be an honorary dietitian soon. Like, that's pretty great. Oh, you know what? Actually, I just thought of this myself too when it comes to sugar. There's a saying called insight in mouth, and we had cookies
That's
out.
That's not a saying. You just made
yes,
that up.
Yes, it is. Well, I mean, there's a saying. I mean, it comes from me.
I know, you just
saying.
Said it. Okay, wait, hold on. I got to take a break. I wanted to come back with more wisdom and where this train of thought is going. Plus, I want to know what Don Jackson Blattner thinks about, okay, then eat an oatmeal raisin cookie instead of a sugar cookie, or are we just kidding ourselves? DonJacksonBlattner.com. In eyes, in mouth. What was the old saying you made up?
Yeah, the old saying goes, insight in mouth. And I heard this somewhere in terms of research that when you put things in clear packaging, you're more likely to eat it. If you keep it out in sight, you're more likely to eat it. And so it's one of those things where, think about where even you're keeping your cookies and your sweets. You know, I'm not saying that you have to, like, put them in these, you know, boxes and hide them on yourself, but perhaps, you know, not having them straight out so that they're so easy to grab and putting them in, you know, a cookie jar, like a Santa cookie jar or something, so that you can't just see them so readily is actually a research-based idea.
That makes
and then
sense.
My final thoughts on the sweet tooth. So we have, you know, balanced meals so that you're less likely to crave it, getting natural sweet fix with fruit through the day, making sure that you do single tasking your cookies. But also sleep and exercise are so interesting when it comes to a sweet tooth that people who exercise and people who sleep 7 to 8 hours a night have less sugar cravings. And so this is one of the pushes for a whole healthy lifestyle is saying, you know, yes, eating balanced meals, exercising, and sleep makes you healthy. And it also just helps you better over the holidays control sweets.
I thought I read, Don, I'll defer to you on this, but my recollection was that after you exercise for a short period of time, you do crave sugar. I find that if I do my Peloton in the morning, I know there's a Dunkin' Donut in the basement of this building, and it's hard for me to stay out of there on days where I run for 20 or 30 minutes or pedal. What do you think about that?
I've got a great challenge for you. A lot of times when people have a revved up appetite after exercise, could be that you're not drinking enough fluid during exercise. So basically thinking, you know, every 15 minutes, 4 to 8 ounces of water is what we should be doing. And many people are not drinking anything during exercise. And they start out dehydrated to begin with.
Yeah.
So well-hydrated people tend to decrease their appetite after exercise for about 20 to 30 minutes. And then, you know, your appetite comes back. So anyway, that would be my advice to you is consider playing with your hydration, upping that before and during exercise.
I beg your
pardon. See what happens.
Well, I'm going to try that because I don't drink much water during the day. I know I don't drink enough. I drink coffee all day. But also, when I exercise, I never drink water. And so I'm going to start doing that and see if that fixes my sweet tooth after I work out.
Yeah, I love that. You know what? And that's one of the fun things, like test. I love the word test. Is, you know, you can read things about nutrition, you know, all day long. But really taking a concept and testing it in your own life, on your own body, makes you more likely to want to do it because you see the results. So it's like, yeah, I could drink more water, or I could test it out, and if I really do feel better, I want to do it on my own.
I think some of us do this calculation in our heads. We go, okay, if a cookie is 100 points bad because it's a cookie, it's sugar, it's a zero food, right? That's 100 points bad. But wait, I'm having an oatmeal raisin cookie, and the fiber in the oatmeal is good, and the raisin is good. So now instead of 100 bad, it's 60 bad, 40 good. So it's really not so bad to eat oatmeal raisin cookie. Your thoughts?
Okay, first off, joy is a nutrient. So I will argue that cookies actually can be, when eaten single-tasking in joy, can be a nutrient. Let's just say that. When you're mindlessly eating them and shoving a bunch of them in, not a nutrient. Okay, fine. Then when it comes to the oatmeal raisin cookie versus another type of cookie, I would not give extra credit for that, because what oftentimes happens is it can backfire for people as they say, okay, I'm going to eat the chocolate, or I'm going to not eat the chocolate chip cookie that I really want. I'm going to eat this lousy oatmeal raisin cookie. And then they feel sort of deprived. And so by the next time they have the chocolate chip cookies, they're eating 10 because they should have just had the one or two when they really wanted it.
Or so I think this may happen. I think, or instead of two sugar cookies, they may have four oatmeal raisin cookies thinking,
oh, yes,
they've got that coming.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. You are absolutely right. It's called a health halo, and health halos happen all the time. If somebody thinks something is better for them, they eat more of it. So exactly what you're talking about there, that health halo of an oatmeal raisin cookie would end up being more calories than just eating the stinking cookie or two that they actually wanted.
That's John Jackson Blattner, the author of In Your Eyes, On Your Thighs,
or some
famous saying about food. A text has just poured in. King John, there are a bunch of apps that will help you drink water during the day. Okay, a cup of water would also. I just need to be more mindful of it. Thank you. Maybe I'll get an app, but I'm going to start thinking about that as I exercise. And Dawn, I hope you can join us again next week.
Love it. Happy week, and I'll talk to you soon.
Happy week, happy knees, something.